The Navajo Nation has suffered immensely during the coronavirus pandemic, with more than 9,800 cases and more than 500 deaths. The pandemic has also made it tough to get supplies and food. Reporter Caitlin McDaniel explains how some Native Americans are overcoming food insecurity by returning to their traditional ways.
Cynthia Wilson has devoted her life to food. She grew up on the Navajo Reservation. Her grandfather was a medicine man, her mother an herbalist. Now, she's a trained nutritionist and the traditional foods program director for the nonprofit organization Utah Dene Bekea.
And the way we view food is as a living, breathing being, no different than who we are as a five-fingered earth people. And to have that sense of value and connection is far more important.
Yet, 25 to 40% of people who live in rural tribal communities face food and water insecurity. That is according to a report by the Center for American Indian Health. That disparity only got worse when COVID-19 struck. That's when Wilson started Seeds and Sheep. It's an organization that provides sheep and drought-resilient seeds to farmers and family throughout the Navajo Nation.
To encourage farmers, community members to get back into planting, to restoring their own food systems for their families in preparation for the winter.
Blue and yellow corn, as well as melon and watermelon seeds, are donated by local farmers and the Native American Farmers Association. Wilson said Seeds and Sheep's initial goal was to give out seeds to 100 families.
We had over 300 people requesting seeds, and what's interesting that a lot of these individuals who are requesting seeds were beginners.
Linda Black Elk directs food sovereignty programs at United Tribes Technical College in Bismarck, North Dakota. She says each seed holds meaning.
They hold the memories of our ancestors. And when we look at seeds as indigenous people, we look at them in a way where, you know, they're not just seeds, they're our relatives.
But Black Elk says many factors caused indigenous communities to stop gardening. Traditionally, food was sourced from the land. Black Elk explains this changed when the federal government relocated Native Americans to reservations and began food programs.
They were handing out a lot of commodities full of processed foods such as salt and processed white flour and sugar. And these things really had a detrimental effect on the health of indigenous people, but also on our ability to garden.
With COVID-19, that's changing once more. Wilson says more people across the Navajo Nation want to learn how to grow their own foods.
I believe that the pandemic is kind of what put people in shock.
COVID-19 caused a run on certain items at grocery stores, and that meant many people ventured out but came home empty-handed.
It takes 3 hours to travel to get to a large grocery store, and it takes 5 hours or more even to get to a city.
Wilson says that's why people are starting to grow their own vegetables and taking another look at past teachings. And the 174,000 people who live on the Navajo Nation have something crucial to food security: space. Wilson believes using the land to create gardens will build a more food-secure future.
Each home has a plot, at least an acre in space, where they are able to plant a cornfield.
Wilson says many indigenous people missed out on the learning about how to grow food from their elders. Andre Haycock is among them. Haycock is a Dene seed recipient in southern Utah. He received the seeds in May and has started a farm that he and his mother tend to.
It's a good experience to see a plant grow out, because you give it life and you see it grow. You just take care of your own family. That's how I see it.
Haycock says he's looking to the future with what the family farm can produce.
Started with the corn, the squash, and the watermelons, and the beans. I just follow up. I plant some peaches and apricots, too.
Wilson says this is exactly what gardening is supposed to do: allow indigenous people to provide for themselves while reconnecting with ancient teachings.
To see the life of a seed sprout into produce, especially for the young people to see that and be involved into the teachings of that.
Wilson hopes to expand the Seeds and Sheep program to focus on sourcing sheep from local producers and preparing to distribute lambs in the fall.
And that is student reporter Caitlin McDaniel. Her story is part of our partnership with ASU's Cronkite School of Journalism.